two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30.
Our temperature downtown is 28 degrees.
Slow traffic northbound I-15 through Sandy and Draper. I'm Heather Kelly.
High on the Hill 2021.
Our top story this half hour, Governor Cox gives his first State of the State address during a troubling time.
The changes we have made to vaccine distribution are working, and the end to this pandemic is in sight.
He spoke of things the state can fix, including what he calls cracks in the state's foundation. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
The COVID pandemic was front and center in the short speech.
More than 1,500 Utahns are not with us tonight because of this insidious disease.
Governor Cox said the state has a growing population and needs more infrastructure. He also said it was time to end the political discord and reject hate. He wants teachers to get a raise and respect, and saluted healthcare workers and first responders for their sacrifices. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah Democratic leaders say they believe Governor Cox is coming around to their key priorities like education funding, infrastructure, and paid parental leave. And others in the legislature noticed how the governor said he will use his veto power this session. They say they look forward to working through the process with him.
High on the Hill 2021.
A bill being discussed at the state capitol would make Utah the first state to train emergency medical technicians specifically for responding to mental health emergencies. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest, John.
We evidently don't have John. We'll try and reconnect coming up in just a minute. A new bill would limit the supply of opioids that doctors can prescribe to patients after surgery. Currently, doctors can prescribe up to a 7-day supply of opiates in a first prescription. However, there is a law exemption in Utah which allows a 30-day supply after surgeries. The new bill would remove that exemption, only allowing for larger prescriptions in very complicated cases.
Another new bill would loosen requirements for teen learner's permits here in Utah, at least during the pandemic. The bill would reduce the original 52 hours of observation hours to 36 hours for 15 to 17-year-olds. It would also extend the permit from 12 months to 18 months. It has already passed the House and will make its way to the Senate.
All right, let's go back to John Wojcik now on the proposal that would make Utah the first state to create EMS teams specifically for mental health emergencies.
The bill is being sponsored by Senator Daniel Thatcher. Speaking to the Senate Health and Human Services Committee this week, he said he believes this will absolutely change the way that we provide services to those experiencing substance use or mental health issues. Specifically, mental health EMT teams would not take on the role of therapists. Rather, they would triage people and help them find the resources they need. Thatcher says sending EMTs won't put first responders in additional danger, as law enforcement will continue responding to calls involving domestic violence or risk of violence. The bill received unanimous support from the Senate committee and will move to votes in the full Senate. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Just a few moments ago, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Speaker Pelosi will deliver article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate on Monday. Schumer says, quote, make no mistake, a trial will be held in the United States Senate and there will be a vote on whether to convict. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell then laid out the timeline he would like to see for the trial.
We suggest the House transmits this article next Thursday, but that's apparently going to be next Monday. Then former President Trump's answer and the House pretrial brief, I suggested, be due on February 4th. and the former president's pretrial brief be due, I suggested, on February the 11th. That timeline would have provided the Senate some more floor time before we step up fully into the unknown of a trial.
We'll continue to follow this story and bring you updates throughout the day here on KSL News Radio.
Well, a quick look at the weather with Kristen Van Dyke. It's been a long time coming, but it does look like we're finally going to get a decent winter storm.
I think skiers have been waiting a while for this one. So a storm is actually approaching, and it is going to be a decent one for our mountains. In fact, we have winter weather advisories in effect for our mountains all up and down the whole state of Utah into southeastern Utah, too. For the lower elevations, not going to see as much. In fact, we're going to start with rain later on today because of how mild temperatures are right now.
Kristen says today will be the last day we'll see 40s for a while, and it looks like there's another storm on the horizon for early next week.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.